The ACLU of Indiana filed a lawsuit against the city of Indianapolis earlier this month, alleging that the city was engaged in unequal enforcement of laws by targeting the homeless. WFHB News Director Wes Martin spoke with ACLU Legal Director Ken Falk this morning about the lawsuit.
While the city of Bloomington attempts to discourage people experiencing homelessness or drug addiction from congregating in its downtown, the city of Indianapolis is facing a legal challenge for its disparate treatment of the homeless. On August 4th, city officials posted a notice that homeless people had to remove themselves and their belongings from downtown underpasses within 4 days. The American Civil Liberties Union subsequently filed a lawsuit against the city of Indianapolis for unconstitutionally prohibiting homeless individuals from gathering on public sidewalks downtown while exempting those who are not homeless.
We are objecting on the ground of due process in that this is a vague and uncertain rule that has been imposed that is denying homeless persons the right to be on the sidewalks.
Ken Falk is the legal director for the ACLU of Indiana. In an interview earlier this morning, Falk said the ACLU is taking the city of Indianapolis to court based off of their discrimination in notifying those experiencing homelessness that they had to get off the sidewalks.
The homeless persons received a notice from the city, which we attached to our complaint, indicating that there was now an emergency and they could not congregate under the bridges. Since that time, homeless persons, even if they stand in these locations, have been told they have to move on, whereas persons who are obviously not homeless have not been so informed. At least that's what we've been told by our clients, and that offends equal protection, as well as the earlier comment I made concerning due process. You can't treat people unequally like that. But more importantly, there is a basic right for people to be in public places and on sidewalks when they're not in any way being disruptive. And the idea that a city can declare an emergency and move people off the sidewalk when there is no obvious emergency seems to be problematic to us.
And for our listeners here in Bloomington, could you give a little bit of background about what that emergency is or what the policy issuance, where that came from?
Well, the order was an order that was issued declaring emergency, ordering that homeless persons who had congregated under these bridges immediately vacate, declaring a public emergency because of potential threats to public safety. I'm not quite sure what that means. There were homeless persons residing underneath these bridges. They weren't in any way blocking the sidewalks. This is, at this part of Annapolis, the sidewalks are very wide. More importantly, the order has been interpreted apparently to prevent, as I said, homeless persons from even standing or sitting or even being in these areas or stopping in these areas. All that seems to be far beyond what a city has the right to do with regard to its public sidewalks.
And why would the city of Indianapolis try to prevent people from congregating on sidewalks or under bridges?
I mean, obviously, I cannot speak for the city of Indianapolis, but what our plaintiffs was told was that there was concern that if, in fact, there are large groups of people going to the stadia down there, that there could be bombs or explosive devices in property left underneath the bridge. Of course, that doesn't explain why a person is unable to stand or stop under the bridge, nor does it explain why the city is enacting this emergency when there are no events going on in these areas in the downtown. So I'm not quite sure what the motivation of the city is.
What is the timeline for this class action suit?
Well, the case has recently been filed. We are going to be shortly seeking an injunction, an order to immediately or to stop the policy pending a final hearing. And we will be arguing, as I said, that there's vagueness in this policy that is unconstitutional and also a violation of equal protection. People are not being treated the same. We are seeking an injunction to preventing the city from declaring an emergency when there is no emergency. And we're seeking an injunction to prevent the city from treating persons who are homeless differently than persons who are not homeless. We're talking about a decision to declare an emergency, and obviously the decision itself specifically targets homeless persons and people congregating under these bridges. However, in its enforcement, it appears that it is only being enforced against homeless persons, not against other persons, which raises the equal protection concerns that I alluded to.
That was Indiana ACLU legal director Ken Fox speaking earlier this morning in an interview with WFHB news director Wes Martin.